The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say? Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Buddy Pauly Shore just phoned the program. It's going to be the Funny Bone One Night Only Thursday. Second show, I think, still available. Our friend Josh Blue is in the studio on Friday. He's at a bone this weekend. Good to see Josh again.
He's a meanie.
He's mean to you.
He is.
I saw him in the Denver airport. He's really nice to me. He laughed at you again. For skipping, stuttering during the news.
I don't know if you have the Sandy, Craig, but not. We'll get to it tomorrow because it was kind of an alarming headline. Something about a bacon shortage.
Are you guys running out of pigs?
No, we're not. We almost had a pig's push. You're a farm guy.
No, there's plenty.
Now it's the tariff thing.
We don't have American pigs?
Nothing to see here. Only cost Nebraska $400 million, but nothing to see.
No. Everything
we're in the tank
for
Trump.
Everything I see on Facebook, all the businesses are benefiting from the tariff.
Not true. Not at all.
Sorry I brought it up, Craig.
Yeah, I know. But look, what's the pig one? What's the pig one?
China has sick pigs.
Oh, you sick pigs.
Is the genesis of the whole thing.
Got it.
Do we get pork from China? Don't we have plenty of pork here?
They make half of the pork. They supply half of the world's pork in China.
So I'm eating Chinese bacon?
Not necessarily, no.
I'd prefer to eat my Iowa bacon.
Penn State ate Iowa bacon this weekend.
I
had my choice.
Pigs in China are there, the lack of them will cause a worldwide shortage.
Got it.
And so we have to kind of fill that, but still there's a shortage and blah, blah, blah.
Well, Joe would know how the bacon prices are. How are they, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, I never look. I just buy it.
I figured
that's a good
for
point.
That kind of guy.
What's a big deal? You're going to get it.
That's
anyway.
Right. I do. Yeah. A couple armful, throw it in the.
So is that what you want to call it? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm walking by the radio and I hear something about a bacon shortage.
And you're freaking out.
Yeah.
Then it sounds like I missed the whole story calling in. Is there a bacon shortage?
Is there, Craig?
Possible.
Yeah, not yet.
I'd stack up today, though. Stock up today,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Not yet, but start stocking up.
It's looming.
Yeah, I'd say to the rest of Omaha, expect a bacon shortage. I'm stocking up.
All right, yeah. All right. Omaha should expect a bacon shortage because Joe is going to the store today. Good point.
Save a little for me.
There's turkey bacon.
No, that is not bacon.
There's sizzling.
I'm amongst the people who, they don't want the soy milk to be called milk.
Yeah.
Turkey bacon should not be called bacon.
All right.
It's, strips of turkey shaped like a piece of bacon. It is not bacon.
Doesn't come from the same area that pork bacon comes
from?
Yeah,
does it come from turkey
thighs?
You mean
a pig?
Yeah.
Does it come from the pig area of a turkey?
Comes from a pig.
All right. It comes from the pig area of a turkey.
There is no pig area of a turkey.
Good point. Or?
Just a point.
Thank you.
Yeah, it might just be a point. Mm-hmm. I really don't know.
No, it's an inarguable point.
Does the word bacon mean pork, or just a strip off of an animal? I'm assuming bacon means pork.
I have not checked.
And we always just say it. Bacon is pork, and then they call it turkey bacon.
Oxford English Dictionary.
Yeah. Bacon mean pork?
I've got here the
definition.
Cured meat from the sides and belly of a pig.
There you go.
Yep.
Having distinct strips of fat and typically served in thin slices.
Got it.
According to Wikipedia, bacon is a type of salt-cured pork. Not right. Turkey, pork.
Well, go stack up before Joe's going to have a half hour.
There's a but.
Merriam-Webster, the B definition, thin strips of meat other than pork that is cured and smoked.
So it can be just baked. So turkey bacon is correct.
It is the B definition.
Yeah.
But it is still in there.
Well, I'm going to Wikipedia. Pork. Salt-cured pork. Turkey bacon is awful.
Oh, I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it at all. I'm just saying if you want to, you know.
I've tried it.
But we have to recognize it as a form of bacon.
Yeah, we do, apparently.
Because Merriam-Webster's dictionary does.
No, I don't
Wikipedia,
have
Wikipedia, people can change on their own.
I don't recognize your turkey bacon. It has to be... So, the religions that have restrictions on food, can you have turkey bacon?
I would assume.
Yeah, because the Jews just don't eat pigs and Muslims, right?
Yeah.
The turkey does not have a cloven hoof, does it?
No, or that's a weird-looking turkey.
Our pal Shakib and I had a long discussion about that. Religion that is based on...
Stupid stuff.
...your consumption of food. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. But you just started with your religion... With us, it's kind of funny. Yeah.
How drunk were you two before that started?
Oh, we really didn't get drunk.
Yeah. Oh.
He's not that much of a drinker. He likes a couple beers. And I was driving, so I didn't get too hammered.
Wow, that just seems like a conversation that doesn't start until you're about a half a bottle in.
Yep.
It was on this date in 2012, you might remember where you were, when Austrian daredevil Felix Baumgartner became the first person to travel faster than the speed of sound during a skydive.
The Red Bull thing.
Yeah.
He was damn near in space.
That he reached crazy. Speeds in excess of 800 miles an hour.
Remember, he just stepped out of that balloon.
As he left from 128,000 feet in the air.
I couldn't imagine the balls that guy had. That stuck to the tape. I get it. But remember, they showed the video. You could just see him standing in that capsule, stepping out, and falling to Earth.
He had to have some kind of special suit
on. Yeah, he did.
He had like basically a space
but
suit
he
on.
Fell, he,
otherwise,
he
that
fell
takes
to
your
Earth,
head off.
And then he pulled a parachute. That is nuts.
Landing safely in the desert near Roswell.
When did he pull the ripcord? At what height?
Oh.
Just as he pooped himself, probably. You can't pull it too soon. Remember that? Because you float around the Earth and go out the other side.
You've got to be in the gravitational pull
That's right.
of the
what
Earth.
If he would have missed the Earth? That's what I was thinking.
They were worried about him losing consciousness, if I remember correctly.
It.
So I'm wondering if they didn't have some sort of setup
that
it automatically
trips.
Opened up
well,
at a particular
when he
altitude.
Jumped. It still had to be in the gravitational pull of the Earth, otherwise he would have just floated away.
We talked about, I remember at the time, we talked about a guy jumping out of the spacecraft and going straight up instead of straight down. He misjudged it by 10 feet. Damn it.
Now.
Which would have been hilarious, except he'd have been dead. Damn it. We figured wrong. Who's in charge of figuring down there?
Yeah, there had to be a little math involved.
I remember talking about him getting out of the capsule and just going up instead of down. Damn it. The calculations were wrong, you idiot.
Mach 1.25 he hit. That's crazy.
California's passed a tough law against gun violence. Any gun owner in California thought to be dangerous can now have their weapons taken away.
That's a good one. I think most people agree with that.
Yeah, but how do you define dangerous?
Well,
police and family members are
guys
currently...
Guys shoot their fridge.
See, that's not dangerous. That's just dumbass.
Well, it's dangerous to people in your house at the
Sometimes
time.
Sometimes dumbassery can be dangerous.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I'm shooting your fridge.
But I'm not dangerous.
Police and family members are currently the only ones who can ask the courts to issue a restraining order, but the governor signed a gun restraining order bill extending that right to schools and employers. Yeah. This means that co-workers can file a petition starting next September.
Yeah.
The guy behind the bill says this could reduce gun-related deaths by allowing the state to intervene. So now the people at work can say,
this guy scares the hell out of me. Right?
This guy scares the hell out of me.
I'm sure there's a process the guy can defend himself, but usually the guy defends himself. You can figure out if he's nut job.
Yeah, you got to go to dangerous court.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Probably.
That sounds like a TV show.
Yeah, dangerous court.
Dangerous court. And some TV judge decides
he hates this
whether
fridge.
You're dangerous or not.
Yeah. And the world's heaviest avocado has been found.
Oh, I saw that kid carrying a big fat avocado.
Did you?
How fat did they grow? Like watermelon size?
Oh, this was like 25 pounds, wasn't it?
No, it's 5.5 pounds.
Oh, okay.
That's a big difference.
It looked 25 to me.
Well, the picture that I saw of this world's largest avocado was
still a heavy avocado, 5 pounds.
Yeah. About hand? The size of almost two female hands.
All right.
You're welcome.
Oh,
for
I know
that.
I know what that looks like.
Do you? Almost two. The average avocado weighs just 6 ounces. This was just over 5.5 pounds.
That's a lot of guac with one avocado, huh?
Yeah, you better eat it quick. That stuff's going to go bad.
Right.
It made enough guacamole to feed all of their family and friends.
All right.
It's not easy to
broke a record, right?
Yeah, it's not easy to get a record avocado. The first attempt at claiming the title for the world's heaviest avocado failed to meet all the requirements. That includes input from a certified horticulturist, witness testimonials, weighing using a state-certified scale, photographs and video footage, all of that just to certify that you have an award-winning avocado.
Sometimes your hobbies are stupid.
Yeah, this avocado weighing is hard.
This time they had a team of people and the proper tools as the avocado grew in size, documenting it over time.
You know, someone was itching to pick that avocado, too.
And the conversation around this must be just horribly boring.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I think we've proven
getting
that.
Getting caught in that circle. Getting caught in that circle. Oh, you're walking away.
And this is less fun than the giant pumpkins where they just chunk them afterwards,
right,
you know.
Right.
Put them on the catapult.
You know, I didn't do that other story.
Oh, good. What was it? You said a horrible story?
Yeah.
Good. Except that feel-good avocado crap.
All right, here we go. At New Jersey, the New Jersey Herald is reporting on 31-year-old Richard Decker.
The pecker.
Wrecker. It's got to be some kind of wrecker.
Teamwork.
You can't say that. If anybody's last name is Decker.
31-year-old Dick Decker.
Oh, Dick Decker.
Or Dick Decker.
He's Dick Decker.
Dick Decker would contact farms, horse stables.
Oh, I did see this story.
And horse boarding facilities via email or by letter requesting to have a sexual relationship with their animals, specifically their cows and or horses.
Can I dance with your horse? Now, this guy's photo.
That stuck to the tape, too.
Thank God.
Damn so it. This guy's face doesn't look like the other guy. This guy looks like a normal dude.
Sort of.
Yeah. Well, once you know the headline, you think he's weird.
Yeah,
but,
maybe that
But
was
he looks
the
like
issue.
A normal dude, man.
So the farmer's thinking, he probably wants permission to hunt the land. Oh, no.
Yes.
I just want the prettiest one.
Yeah. Well, what did he want, honey? He wants to bang the horse.
Or the cow.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. He's not picky, it seems.
Now, when Dick Decker was rejected, which he was,
the cowpicker, whatever,
he would leave harassing messages with the property owners, leave negative reviews of the facility online, and leave handmade metal tire deflation devices on the property,
really
specifically in the driveway.
I don't recommend this, but go buy your own horse, Dick Decker.
Many vehicles were damaged due to the spikes that Dick Decker left on the driveways of the farms that had turned him down.
What's wrong with Dick?
Dick Decker.
That stuck to the tape, too.
Right. Bovine wrecker. He thinks he's a bovine wrecker.
He's Dick Decker, the bovine wrecker.
But he really doesn't do any damage. Yeah, but apparently gets pissed if you turn him down.
Well, where's his mind? Okay, let's take away the fact that he wants to bang a horse. Let's put that in the back burner. But why does he think he can call people? So he has no idea that banging a horse is illegal? Even people around your farm push knew that, right? They knew it wasn't appropriate, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's why we didn't do it.
Yeah, that's why forgiveness is easier to get than permission.
Good point. I forgive you, Dick Decker.
So
yeah, post this photo up. I thought he looked like a normal dude, but you know that's the kind of guy that does that.
Yeah,
normal looking dude that bangs a horse.
Post that photo up around the farm too, puss. The farm hands keep an eye on him.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go down to Puss's farm. Say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
No Dick Decker.
No Dick Decker. You're right. You are going to have to put posters of Dick around your farm. Of course, you probably got a few of those.
Just in his bedroom.
Paulie Shore joined us. Paulie's got a one-nighter at the Funny Bone. The early show sold out. Second show is available. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Also, FunnyBoneOmaha.com this year, buddy Josh Blue. We'll be in the studio on Friday with us.
He's a mean guy.
Yes, he's mean to Craig, funny nice to everybody else.
Really funny.
Yeah. Well, you have an affliction.
He's selectively mean.
And he thinks that's funny. Mr. Skin joined us, too. Check out the podcast at TETRadioEmpire.com. Everything else. Twitter, Facebook, all that's available. Thank you for listening. What's, Craig, it's too bad we only have 4 days left, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sick about that.
And it's National Kick Butt Day, so go out and kick butt today.
And happy, that's right.
It's easy to say when you're done.
Canadian Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, that too. All right. And Indigenous People Day.
All that.
Or Columbus if you're Italian and pissed off about it. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.